Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. Benedict's, and if you're visiting us or you're here for the first time, we hope you feel at home. We're happy to have you here. There's a story about the first few days of the U.S. military. There were some soldiers who were trying to remove some heavy logs on a path that was blocked. And their corporal was sitting up on his horse, screaming at the soldiers, "Move that, man, we need to get going, move that. Why are you taking so long?" And he was really being rough on the soldiers, and the soldiers were putting their heart and soul into it, but they just couldn't move the logs. Eventually, a rider came by who was also a soldier, but he was not wearing his uniform, so he was not that recognizable, if you will. And so the soldier observed what was happening, and from a distance could hear the corporal screaming at the soldiers, and the soldiers all nervous. And so he decided to get off his horse and help the soldiers to move the logs. And they continued together to struggle, but eventually, with the help of this other soldier, they got them out of the way. And just as the logs were removed, the anonymous soldier turned around and said to the corporal, "Now, why didn't you help these men? You could have done this a long time ago. Why did you just sit up on your horse and give them orders?" And the man responded by saying, "But I'm a corporal, sir, and I just give orders. Not going to get it down in there and get my hands dirty. That's what these guys were supposed to be doing." And so the anonymous soldier writer turns around and looks at him and says, "Listen, next time you need help like this, you call your commander." By that time, his face was very recognizable. It was George Washington. Today, in our nation, is Memorial Day. The church is decorated in a lovely way from our military Sunday that we just celebrated, and we're remembering the men and women who died for our freedoms, and so that this great nation of justice and liberty and peace for all, so that it continues to be what it is. And we have to thank God because countless men and women have given their lives for our wonderful nation. And so we thank God today for them, for their heroic service, for their sacrifices, and for their families. And today let us pray for the men and women in uniform throughout the world, in so many places, who are still giving their lives. But today I got to tell you the truth. As a preacher, God gave me a gift. Because very few times does the scripture lesson or reading fits so well with what's happening. Luke 7, 1 through 10, that we just heard proclaimed, is all about a man of faith who happens to be a centurion, who has soldiers under his care. And in this gospel, it even tells us that he says to Jesus, "I have soldiers and I tell them, do this and they do it, and go there and do that." But that's not what's fascinating about this. What's fascinating about the whole thing and the way it comes together is that we see how faith is always somehow connected to service. Faith is connected to service. And if you look at today's gospel, what this centurion had was a lot of faith, a lot of humility. He was able to recognize through faith that Jesus was able to do something for him. And not just that Jesus was able to do something, but that Jesus would heal the servant under his care without even going to his house. He says in that humble phrase that we all know from the Bible, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only say the word and my servant will be healed." Imagine. He recognized very clearly that God was present and that God did not need to be physically in that place to perform that miracle. He had faith and trust. He had humility. He came to Jesus with great humility. And I'll tell you, faith is a lot like hearing aids. When a person is hard of hearing, without their hearing aids, it becomes very difficult to understand what their loved ones and others are saying. And I would want to present to you, just for a few moments, that you would consider yourself someone in need of hearing aids, that we all need hearing aids to listen through faith to what God is asking of us. You know, my first parish 21 years ago, I'll never forget, I had a gentleman who was hard of hearing, and during my sermon several times, I could hear the little, you know that noise? That came out of the hearing aid. But it never bothered me because I knew he was really trying to listen, so he would adjust, he would turn it up so he could hear. But he'd be going, amen, amen, Father, amen, amen. And it's kind of unusual, you know, in a traditional liturgical church to hear that, but, you know, people are allowed to do that. And so he was, amen, 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 amen. And I thought, okay, well, one day, I'm preaching, right? And I'm looking at the man, and the whole time, he's got his hands folded, and he's smiling. The whole sermon, he did not say a single amen or lift up his hand. And I kept kind of looking over there thinking, that's interesting. At the end of the service, he said to me, Father, I apologize. I said, oh, what happened? Well, this is the first time in 3 years that I haven't really heard your sermon. I said, oh, really? What happened? He says, I left my hearing aid batteries at home. I realized he was just smiling to be polite. And he was just kind of sitting there thinking, I hope he doesn't know that I'm not listening. But you know, it happens to all of us. In our relationship with God, we want to be present. We talk to God and we ask for things and we pray. And many times when we ask for things, we forget a very, very basic ingredient. And that basic ingredient is humility. We must pray with humility to God. Because when we have the faith of the centurion, we're able to say, Lord, only say the word. See, we say it in the Lord's Prayer all the time, Thy will be done. The problem is, do we believe it? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're saying to God, do what you need to do because we trust that what you do is best for us. It's like the centurion who said to Jesus, just say the word. You don't need to even come here. Just say the word. In other words, there was faith and trust that Jesus would do what was best. We need that kind of faith and that kind of humility. We need to turn up the volume of our hearing aids to really listen to what God is asking of us. And something else happens in today's gospel that's very important, is very connected with Memorial Day weekend. See, because we think of soldiers in uniform, and we call them servicemen and women. And so they are, they serve. And we think of clergy, and we say they're ordained to serve. And we do the same thing with nurses and doctors and medical health professionals. You know, they have a special call. Teachers, educators, parents, grandparents. Special vocation, special call, special mission. But we forget that we are all indeed called by our baptism, by the fact that we belong to Christ in baptism. We are all that body of Christ, and we're all called to serve. We're all called to serve. And the only way we can respond to the call to serve, the only way, is by turning up the hearing aids and listening to the voice of God in order to respond. We too must be servants. We too must be able to say, Lord, say the word. What do you want me to do for you? In what way am I being called to serve? In what way am I being called to live out my Christian calling? And you know, I've come to the conclusion that perhaps part of the answer of the religious apathy that exists in our world today and the religious indifference is that we've lost the sense of hunger. Listen to me carefully. Hunger for God. A lack of spiritual hunger. The great Mother Teresa of Calcutta used to say that when she went to poor countries and she saw the hungry people in poor countries, that hunger was able to be remedied with a piece of bread, with some food, with shelter, that kind of hunger had a solution that was a lot less complicated than the hunger of the developed nations. Because she said that when she went to the poor countries, the humility of the people made them naturally open to God. That there was a spiritual wealth in the poor countries because of their openness to spiritual things and godly things. And so she said that hunger can be solved. Food, shelter, things that we can all share. But she said, when I go to the developed nations, I find a hunger that is much deeper, much greater. Because even though they have all the material things they need to survive, they lack the openness to God. They lack the openness to God in such a way that what they really lack sometimes is love. And she said that the greatest hunger in the world was not for a piece of bread, was not for food. The greatest hunger in today's world, especially in the developed nations, was the hunger for love. Many people who are lonely, many people who are afraid, many people who feel that even though they have family or they may have friends, that everybody is kind of in their own world doing their own thing, and we've lost a sense of community and care for each other. And that indifference or that kind of hunger is so much deeper and so much greater. Today, the gospel presents us with an opportunity. Jesus is talking to us right now in the 21st century. Jesus is talking to us and saying, how is your faith? Are you listening to the call to serve? Do you understand yourself to be a servant of God and a servant of the gospel, a servant of the good news? Do you know that the missionary mandate is for you? Go out and preach the good news. Because the fact is, our world has a hunger, and the fundamental hunger is a hunger for God. And I always like to use this image. There is a God-shaped hole in us today, and only God can fill it. We try to fill it with lots of things. We try to fill it with material things or things that are passing, even passing joys. But the truth is, only God can fill the hunger and that gap, that hole that we feel inside. And you and I, are being called to be those servants. We have spiritual homework to do. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Your spiritual hunger for your spiritual homework for this week, your spiritual homework, is to ask yourself the question, how am I serving God? How can I be serving God? In the place where God has put me, whether it's in your work, whether it's at home, in your surroundings, wherever you find yourself in life, young, old, wherever you find yourself, sick, healthy, rich, poor, how am I called to serve God? And if we approach God with humility and say, Lord, only say the word. We have to constantly look at ourselves as people called to serve. We have to change that way of thinking, that only some chosen people are called to serve in some extraordinary way. And we have to realize that every one of us has something extraordinary to do for God. And it's not a big, big project. See, you don't make it big by making it, by doing it big. God makes it big by using the small things that you do and making them big. Whatever small thing you do, sometimes it's a smile to someone who is sad. Sometimes it's a word. Sometimes it's a phone call to a sick friend or relative. Sometimes it's a visit with someone who lives alone. Sometimes it's those little simple things that become so great in the eyes of God. And then your calling to serve comes alive. And then you realize that even those little things that you do are great things for God. And that's when we start to pay attention. That means that we're turning up our hearing aids. We're turning up our hearing aids, and we're listening with faith to what God is asking of us. And sometimes when we do that, what we realize is that when we are serving as God has invited us to serve, new fulfillment is felt in our being. A new sense of mission is felt in our being. We begin to understand that we are indeed doing God's work and listening to God, and that our response is a direct result of our faith. Today, as we remember the men and women in uniform who have sacrificed their lives, who have allowed us to be here, to worship freely, and to do all of the things, all of the freedoms that we enjoy, as we remember them, those who have given their lives and those who are still giving their lives right now, let's think of ourselves also as being in the service, because we are all in the service of God together. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.